Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at $5, up 6 on the open. July, $5, up 7. At the Board of Trade on LaSalle Street, May wheat opened at 487, up 11 and 3 quarters on the open. July, 501, up 12 and 3 quarters. September, 508, up 10 and a half. December, 518, up 7 and a half. March, 522, up 4 on the open. May corn opened at 368, up 3 and 3 quarters on the open. July, 379 and a half, up 3 and a half. September, 385 and a half, up 3 and a half. December, 393, up 2 and 3 quarters. March, 404, up 3 and a half. May, 411, up 4. July, 415, up 4 on the open. May soybeans opened at 734, down 2 on the open. July, 751, down 2 and a quarter. August, 758, down 2. September, 764 and a half, down 2 and 3 quarters. November, 779 and a half, down 3. January, 790, down 3. March, 797, down 2 and a half. May, $8, down 3 on the open. May soybean meal open at 198.30, down 120 on the open. July, 203.80, down 150. May soybean oil open at 32.70, down 8 on the open. July, 33.20, down 16. At the Merck, April feeders opened at 107.70, down 2.5 on the open. May, 108.35, down 17.5. August, 110.77.5, unchanged. September, 109.20, down 20 on the open. April live cattle open at 97.30, unchanged on the open. June, 92.90, unchanged. August, 91.35, up 7.5. October, 95.22.5, up 5 on the open. May lean hogs open at 76.75, up 10 on the open. June, 77.85, unchanged. July, 78.85, unchanged. August, 77.80. Down 7.5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 103, 12.5, unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Off of that pop on the opening bell in the corn pit, we have since turned to the downside. July, 373 and three quarters, down 2.25. Now 374, down 2. The D is at 387. Fast trade there, down 3.25. We've gone back to trading the weather later in the week.
Well, I think a couple things happened. Number one, some enthusiasm has faded over in the wheat pit, and it was the wheat that was holding the corn, up a lot like that. Yeah, we were only 4% planted as of yesterday, but the average is like 9. So the 5%, and I think, the way we're looking at the weather going into the end of the week, there will be some corn planted in different areas. We're going to be very wet over here. We're not going to get more than a couple days in of decent field work over here, but there are parts of Iowa and Illinois, I think they are going to make some progress.
So what does that mean, do you think, to planning progress next Monday? Where are we going to be, Wayne?
Where are we going to be? It's going to tell me how fast some of these others can get rolling. We could be anywhere from, making a 5 to a 12% increase probably along the way going into next week.
The one thing that, I was looking and have been keeping sort of an eye on is the oat plantings. And I noted that for today that there were 16% done in Iowa versus 50% last year. The five-year average, 67 Minnesota, zero done. 15% last year, the five-year average, 16. South Dakota, 6 done. Last year, 29. The five-year average, 37. Soil temperatures also pretty cool. Are we really going to be putting that much corn in the ground this week?
Well, you know, like I say, it's going to depend on what they can get across the field. We know that some people buried tractors yesterday trying to put anhydrous on in DeKalb County. We know that over here we're not going to be in the field for a day or two because of the same sort of situation, or we will be burying tractors. You know, we've got some of our other customers that are out there you know, got out yesterday afternoon and are putting anhydrous on around Cisna Park. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, we can't say for sure because it looks a lot drier on top than it is. But I think that we will see some progress made in different areas this week that are a little drier.
So does December corn then trade in a range, I don't know, say 375 to 405?
Oh, I think that's very, very probable until we see what sort of progress is made late end of the week or going in and see if the weather forecast stays as wet as it looks for next week. You know, and basically along the way that what are the funds going to do because the volume has been lower and the moves have been greater. When the funds do seem to go in there and they are what's been the market mover, and we're going to see some high volatility, Dave.
And I suppose we're really a couple of weeks away from really understanding some of the key questions for soybeans, like will corn get planted in a timely manner and will the producer tear up wheat in favor of beans?
Well, I think those are all questions yet to be answered, you know, and what they are going to do there. We know that we're seeing some fields of wheat being torn up in northern Illinois because of some problems. We're seeing people that are thinking their wheat's looking worse down in the Mid-South here now, that, and they're not knowing what to do, whether to take it to leave it out there and maybe get 50% of a crop, collect part of their insurance and still plant beans. Is it bad enough they want to tear it up and try to put corn out there? We're having people in Kentucky now telling us that they can't get the seed corn they want. So depending on that, it might not go to corn in some of these wheat acres because they just can't get the seed corn they'd like to have, Dave.
So all questions a few weeks away to sort of sort through. We're looking at the May soybeans now. And they're at 728. They're down 8. So they've broken that 730 level. Do you think they're another dime down after we've broken that level this morning?
I think it's going to depend on the wheat market. If the wheat market continues to not rally from here, then the beans, as we do look at the heavy rains next week, and depending on if and when we can get in the field, there is the feel that, of course, some of these wheat acres could go to beans, but they were already going to be double crop beans in a lot of cases. But they could go to first crop beans, and also, you know, as we delay the corn planting, there will be some acres that will switch back to beans, Dave. Well, there's no doubt in that. The later we get, the chances of getting 90 million acres planted in a timely manner decreases. I think if we read the WILL newsletter for the weekend, we looked at the planter size and how many hours in the field it took to get different amounts of acres planted per farmer. And, you know, we can do it faster than we used to, but we still have to get in the field even with a big planter.
So where are you comfortable with producers being right now in their marketing plan?
Well, I think basically they sit still right now, Dave. I think that they've sold what they've sold, and we take a look. I think that we have to give this weather a chance to make this market get back to where we want it to be to make any more sales.
And before I let you go, just a quick question. Is the near-term low from the early April in the beans going to hold, do you think?
It probably will at this point in time, just because there's so much volatility in the market, and I don't think that beans are going to divorce themselves from corn and wheat that much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick at the Chicago Board of Trade. May Weed at 480, fast trade up 4.75. It's backed off the opening bell. July, 493, up 4.75. September, 501, up 3.5. May Corn, 362.25, down 2, is traded as low as 361. July, 374.5, down 1.5. December, 387.5, down 2.75. May Soybeans, 728.5, down 7.5. July, 745, down 8.25. November, 775, down 7.5. May Soybean Meal, 196.90, down 260. May Soybean Oil, 32.56, down 22. At the Merck, April feeders, 107.55, down 17.5. April live cattle, 97.45, up 15. June at 93.17.5 is up 27.5. May lean hogs, 76.30, down 35. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.